Yep. Kincaid to start serving in game three. Sexton handles it to Lopez. Lopez, back row hit for Ralston, dug up by Sabermano. There's the kill by Silbernagel. Warriors handle that. Stearns with a hit in the middle, dug up. We got a free ball there. Outside set to Graham, and Graham with another kill.
There you go.
So we're talking about it. They're not setting her a lot, but when they are, it's almost like the team forgets about her, and then she just all of a sudden steps up and crushes it.
Yeah, no, it was fun because you watched three hits in the front row on that. So you went opposite, you went middle, and then you went outside hitter.
Kept attacking. That forces the defense to be moving and adjusting. 1-0 Warriors. And that's pretty tough. Silbernagel takes the pass and just crushes it.
Just blast it down.
She's developing fans here in the Amity broadcast unit. She's fun to watch. Nope. I'm glad we don't have to play her against her all year. And she serves it right at the feet of Lopez, who has a hard time getting underneath it. Can't dig that one out. 2-1 Junction City. Silbernagel still serving. Silbernagel, 5'10 senior, captain. Serves this one deep. Ralston to Lopez. Lopez, a little 10-foot line hit for Stearns. Dugout. King hits it right off of Riley's block. And again, I think that's what you're talking about. Riley was too far from the net.
Yep.
So that when it came off of her, it came down on her side of the net instead of on the other. She's just a step slow to get there.
Yep, and she was coming to the outside, and her hands were going the wrong way.
Silbernagel serve, not handled well by the Warriors, but they get it back. Kincaid, Silbernagel hits it over. Trejo to Lopez, off the hands of King, saved by Silbernagel. There's King on the hit, off a tip of Lopez in the face of Trejo. Lopez got a hand on it. But all it did was tip it into Lily's face and
point
for Junction City. That's what happens, right? 4-1. I thought Amanda might call a timeout there. She wasn't. And there's an ace.
Serve.
As Silbernagel drops that right in front. She has so much topspin on that ball.
Yep.
It just hooks down towards the ground like a 12-6 curveball almost. This one, she does the opposite, hits it, drills it right at the chest of Lopez. She can't handle it. 6-1. She's mixing up those serves, location.
She's not peppering one girl.
No.
She's going to the back row.
Nobody knows who it's coming to.
Yep.
But, you know, it's like a good pitcher. You and I both love baseball. And, you know, a good pitcher, you know, who has three or four different pitches will change location, speed, and pitches. And what does that do to you as a hitter? You're always on your heels. You don't know what's coming. You can't just sit on something. And that's what it looks like with our girls in the back row. They all like, I don't know what serve's coming.
Right.
Do I need to be moving forward? Do I need to be moving backwards? Is it coming at me hard? Is it coming at me? Is it dropping to the ground? Silbernagel just really a master server back there.
Yeah, it just changes your eyes and you don't know where it's coming. Makes it tough to react.
It does.
And especially when you're tired.
Yep.
Now that's you're just compounding the issues.
And then you start to get down on yourself a little bit. You know, two or three errors in a row like we've just had, it's hard to feel positive about the next serve coming at you.
Yep.
You know.
So we'll see how Amanda's timeout affects the serve here.
Silbernagel up 6-1 now. She's had four in a row. She finds Ralston. She handles that. Trejo, good save there. And Stearns hits it into the net. That was just a little out of sync. Ralston's pass was a little deep into the net.
Yep. And it's tough to get that. Riley tried to kill that, and she probably should have
just hit it over sometimes, right? There's a great serve by I'll get her name right. Silbernagel. Lopez couldn't handle it.
Yep. Well, the passes are not quite where we need them to be. Everything on offense starts with the pass.
So six in a row for Silbernagel. Here's her seventh one.
That was on the line. Her feet were on the line there, but I don't think the line judge was looking.
Back row hit for Ralston, and I think we're just seeing the fatigue here.
Yep.
Ralston has been pretty short this game on her hits. Had a lot of them going to the net. Last game, entirely different story. Lopez handles this Silbernagel serve. And Trejo's set went to the back row for some reason there. Nobody was expecting it. Silbernagel King at the net. Dug out by Trejo. And Stearns puts it down, but what a dig by Silbernagel.
Geez.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Wow. I mean, Riley cannot hit a ball much harder than that with a better angle. Silbernagel somehow gets a hand underneath it.
And it went right over Gabby's head.
Goes over everybody and drops in the back row. Silbernagel, Lopez with a better return this time. Kincaid, Francois, dug by Ralston. Back to Francois. Kincaid sets King. King drills that one down at Trejo in the back, Trejo in the back row. And it's 11-1. Now, I don't know there's much you can say if you're Amanda right now.
I mean, you just kind of let it play out and see what happens and see how the girls react.
Yeah. Silbernagel.
Dig deep.
There's a good pass. Trejo shoots it back across. King, back row. Sexton gets a hand on it, can't handle it. 12-1 in Junction City.
Yep.
Timeout, Amanda.
Yep. 12-1 now. You're just tired. You're going to, you're burning up your timeout and saying, okay, let it play out. Where's your heart? You going to let this go like this, or are you going to come out and come play hard?
Well, and Silbernagel just putting pressure on everything.
Yep.
I mean, she is just attacking them all, not just with the serve either, but, even the defensive play that she had in the back row there was tremendous. Because, I mean, Riley is not going to hit many harder than that, and a great angle down.
Yep.
You know, there's not but a handful of girls in the state who get a hand under that.
Yeah, and I think she felt like she was, watched Riley after that hit, and she was like, really? Come on.
I mean, nobody returns that, right? But it wasn't just that she returned it. It's that it happened to fall where nobody was on our side of the floor. It's like, okay, give me a break.
Yep.
Sometimes things just go your way. Warriors did everything right that time and still ended up losing a point. Silbernagel still serving. Up 12-1. She's had 10 in a row, John. Going for 11 here.
You really want to stop this now.
She serves it deep. Ralston gets jammed up. Sexton gets it back across.
Good job by
Sexton. Sabermano to King. King falling backwards. Can't handle it. That set was a little behind her. Took her out of bounds. So the Warriors finally break serve. After 10 straight, it's 12-2.
Hazel comes in, replaces Caitlin. Hazel back to serve.
Hoff. Good serve. Reached for by King. Gets it to Kincaid. Francois finds the back row. Trejo to Ralston. Off the block and onto the floor. Yeah, we'll take that one. Good job by Gabby to attack there.
There's the change in the call for the double hit because that ball was tumbling all over the place.
And no call. Hoff, her second serve. Sabermano to Kincaid. Kincaid, King off the block of Stearns. There we go. Hoff, back row, sends it to Sabermano. Sabermano to Kincaid, sets Francois off of Ralston's hand. Gabby should have let that one go.
Yeah.
I think Hazel would have had it.
Yep. I think it's just a matter of fatigue and trust in the early going of the season.
Well, and with as many kills as they put down on us,
yep,
if you think you can get a hand on it, you feel like you have to try. Sabermano, jump serve. Oh, what a great serve, but
yeah,
a good dig by Sexton. Hoff passes it over, and Stearns right at the net puts it down. That was Silbernagel, one of her few errors in the game.
Yep, little overpass.
Yep.
And
Left it for the 6-footer at the net. You don't want to do that. She probably likes it when other people do that for her, though.
Yeah, she does.
Those are kind of fun. 13-4 Warriors. Stearns with the serve. Sabermano to Kincaid. Kincaid sets King. Nice job by Trejo to Lopez. Off the speaker.
Nice job by Riley
to stay with it and pass it. Kincaid sets second one through. That's King off the hands of Ralston and out of bounds. That was a textbook. I don't know what you call that, but you fake the first hitter and the second one comes through. I need the name of that, John.
Yeah, I don't even know it. So
somebody knows that.
Yep,
there's got to be
I'm
a
sure.
name for doing that,
I'll
right?
I'll look it up.
We'll figure it out. We'll get better as the season goes, folks. We'll learn all kinds of new terminology.
I think we're bringing in the bench.
We're going a little deeper here. Silbernagel out of the game. So, and Kincaid, their starting setter. So, and Francois on the bench also. So their two best hitters are on the bench and their starting setter. So see if the Warriors can battle back here, get some points against with the three best players out.
Not like that. A little overpass, a little bit too deep into the net, and went under the net. Lily couldn't quite get a hold of it.
Wilson serving for Junction City. 15-4 now. Hoff passes to Trejo. Sets Berkey. Berkey off the block and onto the floor. That poor Truesdell found her again.
Yep.
She's not very – she just doesn't react quickly to the ball.
No, she is. She's a step behind here.
Yep. That one – one she probably should have had.
Off the block, that ball's not going very fast.
No. Outside hit by King. Nice job by Lopez. Get it to Vanderzand and shoots it to the back row over Truesdell head. Everything finds that girl.
Yep.
That's probably how she's feeling right now. It's like, if I'm in the game, the ball finds me.
I think the Warriors are probably gunning for her a little bit because they know she's the weakest person on the floor.
And it's by far. It's, I mean, she's significantly, but she's a senior. That's, yeah, they serve it right at her, and she just kind of reaches, and she's going to come out.
Yep.
So this is a tough one as a coach.
Yeah.
It's just, it's hard.
Yep.
It's this. So do you leave the kid out there and let the team keep picking on her?
Right.
Or do you get her out and, well, you know, then she's self-conscious about that?
Yeah.
And that's the difference right there, though. So Sabernagel able to, or Silbernagel able to dig out that one that Truesdell would never got to.
Oh, that would have gone out of bounds. Libero keeps it
good in. Tip at the net by Berkey, but a great save by Wilson. Vanderzanden to Ralston, and Silbernagel can't handle that one.
He puts it under the net.
Yep. 15-8, Warriors down 7. Lopez serving. Lopez with a little jump serve. Ah,
ooh,
short.
Got the net.
Don't see that happen often with Brookie. She is
a
heck of a server.
Did she have a game last year where she served like 24 points in a row?
Something ridiculous, yeah. And they weren't like, you know, lobbing it over. It was, yeah, she's a great server. King with a jump serve, handled by Vanderzanden. Lopez back to Vanderzanden, and
too
wide.
Too much.
Right idea, going cross court. She's got to work on that, getting that down just a little bit more, getting on top of that ball. She's just a little flat on that. King, 17-8, serves. Hoff off her hands.
Yeah, and you watch Hoff on that.
She looked scared.
Yeah, her
of that
feet.
Ball, yeah.
Her feet kind of did the little jitter
like,
step.
Like, oh, what am I doing here? Yep. Little like scared. In other words, just uncertain how to handle the serve. 18-8, Junction City. King, another jump serve. Hoff.
There you go. Now she handles it, but
it was better, but still, that is hard. That's you know, King serves like she's coming to the net to crush the ball. I mean, she is attacking the service line. She starts out of bounds on the basketball floor here, gets a run, jumps, and this one she takes something off of, but she's been crushing those. Ralston, back row, dug up by Wilson. Sabermano sets Silbernagel, and she puts it down. Oh, my goodness. Into the back row, splits. Osborne and Hoff back there, they barely had time to flinch.
Yeah.
And there was no block either on that.
That ball was screaming.
There's nothing at the net to slow her down.
And sometimes you play that defense. You back off the net and let them hit and just play that defense. But that did not work that time.
Vanderzanden to Hoff. Ralston free balls that one back over. King. They go to Silbernagel in the middle. She dinks it over the top. And the Warriors return the favor. Brooke shoots it just over the blocker's hands and drops it on the floor. 20-9 in favor of Junction City. Hoff out, Graham in. Ralston to serve. Got to put a little run on here. Nice serve.
Nice serve. Nice and hard.
Handled by King. Wilson to Silbernagel and crushes that. But a great save by Berkey, I think, saved that to Brooke.
Yeah, and that was that hit the net twice, and we still got it over, but no avail.
Yeah, they come back and find the hole in the defense there. I think that was Silbernagel again putting that one down. Frank Coy back into the game. So they're back to Silbernagel, Frank Coy, and Waddell in that front line.
That's a tall front
six
line.
6 foot, 6 foot, 5'10". It's huge and long. Waddell misses her hit. Nice save by Vanderzanden there. Wilson sets Frank Coy. Little miscommunication there. Poor set. She set the wrong side.
Yep.
And the ball goes out of bounds. 21-10. Junction City up. Berkey out. And Sexton in. Game three, Warriors lost the first two by 25-23, 25-19. Sexton with the serve. Sabermano to Wilson. Wilson to Frank Coy. Off of the hands of Stearns and out of bounds.
Boy, that looked that looked strange. That looked like it was on this side of the antenna.
So is the antenna in or out?
Antenna's out. Anything that hits
I thought it hit the antenna, but maybe not. It's hard to say. It was real close to it. Anything
that hits the antenna is out.
There's a lot of movement there because it definitely hit the top of the net.
Right. But, again, that is the line judge's call, and I'm not sure how much he's paying attention.
Kincaid shoots her serve out of bounds, so it's 22-11. Vander Zanna with the serve. A little short one handled by who else but Sibernagel. Frank Coy puts it down. Good save there by Ralston. Frank Coy again. And the Warriors get one hand on it, two hands on it, but they can't get anything high enough for somebody to handle.
And everybody's jumbled in the middle on both sides. The rotations are just off.
23-11 Junction City. And who's serving? Sibernagel. Oh, hits the top of the net. And it goes over. Drops. Ralston got a hand on it, but couldn't get it up high enough for it to be a good pass. 24-11. Sibernagel trying to finish things off here for Junction City. Serves it to Lopez. Trejo shoots one over the top. Frank Coy flips it. Nice job by Trejo to Ralston. Graham picked up by Kincaid. Sabermano to King. King saved by Sexton in the back row. Stearns, nothing on that hit there. Sexton with a save to Trejo. Trejo, Lopez. Lopez
is.
Junction City, it's King hitting it to the back row. Ralston with a good save. There's a good shot right there by Trejo. They get it over the
net. Nice
job. Stearns, Ralston. Ralston shoots it towards the middle of the court. Kincaid, Sabermano outside. King, King. Sexton digs. Trejo sets Graham. Graham, Sabermano in the back row. They go to Frank Coy in the middle, and she hits it out of bounds.
Nice. Good.
Wow.
Rally.
And look at Riley. Hands
good
on the knees.
Rally.
Moving the mask so she can breathe. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that was a good way. Even if you lose this next point, you ended on that rally, and
that was
I think you feel pretty good.
Competitive against their starters.
Yep.
That's good. Hoff serving, down 24-12. King struggled with that one. Ends up in the hands of Sibernagel. Stearns puts it down. Sibernagel with the dig. Man, she's good.
She is good.
King outside. Blocked by Stearns, and they can't handle that
there
one.
There we go. That feels good.
Nice job by Riley to take on King's hit there. Sibernagel gets almost everything.
Yeah. That.
She is so flexible. She's 5'10", and she plays like she's 5'3", in the back row. Just tremendous ability to get low. Kincaid sets Frank Coy. Good save.
Nice.
Can they
nope.
get it out?
Didn't
they can't.
Quite
get it. Four
nope.
hits. That's the game, folks. Great hit there by Frank Coy. Warriors almost had the save. The Warriors are winded. They're tired.
Yeah.
And it's good for them. It's more fun to get your conditioning this way than it is in practice.
That is for sure. Yep.
So the Warriors lose this third one, 25-13. And I thought we were going to get some stats. I almost sounded like I promised some stats. But I did that without asking either Katie Stearns or Amanda. And it turns out I'm not going to get live stats, at least not at this point in the season, or stats after a game. So we don't have anything for you. We can tell you anecdotally, against Harrisburg, the Warriors had a very good kill percentage.
Yep.
They did a great job of attacking the net. They were fresh. In this game, the fatigue got to them and the higher skill level of the opponent.
Yeah, no, I think that's, I don't think you feel bad for this first two games. There was a couple times where they were out of sync, but you expect that in the initial part of the season. That'll get better over time. I'm looking forward to it. This is gonna be a fun season.
It's gonna be very fun, and it was fun to watch them play against a higher level competition tonight, and do some good things against them. And also, they got to see some of the things they need to work on.
Yep,
they're gonna have to get better at certain things if they want to beat the good teams,
right.
The really elite teams. So this would be an elite 3A team. Elite. This would be a state championship quality 3A team that they just played. So so it's good for them. You're not going to see a lot of teams, maybe a private school, that has that many athletes at the 3A level. So we'll see. Entertaining, fun to watch, even in a loss. Girls competed hard, and it was fun to watch Junction City girls play. They're a talented bunch, and they play hard and have great attitudes, and they're well coached.
Yep.
So
good, scrappy volleyball.
Good for Junction City. Should be a fun year for them also.
Yep.
Best thing about it was, John, we got to watch high school sports.
That was by far the best thing about it. It's good to be back in the gym again.
It is. For John Stearns, this is Jeff Clark. We'll be back with you tomorrow. Is that a 6:30 start tomorrow? I don't have the time on there. Go check the website. I don't know. I don't have it open. I want to say it's like a 6:30 start, but if you check on the Amity School District High School website, you can find the athletic schedules there and find the time for that. We will be on about 10 minutes or so before the game gets started. So until tomorrow night, have a great evening and go Warriors.
Go Warriors.